Let's get into the books. And a very good morning to our reviewer, Cynthia Morahan. Lovely to have you in the studio.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Now, you have been reading A Waiter in Paris, which is by Edward Chisholm.
A Waiter in Paris, Adventures in the Dark Heart of the City. I loved this book. I read it in about 2 days. I just binge read it. It's a real behind-the-scenes memoir by a very talented young writer. It's his first book. And it's come from a place of desperation and a little bit of self-destruction in there as well. You're invited to go on a wild journey into the dark side of Paris. And it's unashamedly inspired by George Orwell's Down and Out in Paris and London, which is the memoir Orwell wrote in the late 1920s after finding himself in Paris and destitute. Now, Edward Chisholm, he freely admits he's a fan of Orwell, and his own story begins when he graduates from a university in the UK around the time of the GFC, and he can't get what he describes as a real job, so a job relating to his degree. So he spends a few years doing odd jobs in the UK. Then, rather disillusioned, he meets a French woman and moves to Paris to live with her, where he intends to be a writer. Well, the relationship with the woman doesn't last, but his relationship with Paris begins to blossom just about the time that he runs out of money and ends up homeless, destitute, just like Orwell. Orwell got a job as a plongeur, or a dishwasher, in a Parisian restaurant, and he lasted about 10 weeks before he wrote to a friend to help get him out of there. Edward Chisholm, however, has a little more stamina, and he lasts 6 months. He blags his way into a job as a runner in a high-end French bistro, which is essentially a busboy. Despite his complete lack of experience and his dicey grasp of the language. And then he's consumed by the world he enters, and it's a world of refugees, exiles, dreamers, sadistic and abusive managers, long hours, and, strangely enough, malnutrition. These waiters are not fed, they work long hours, and they're often scavenging uneaten bread rolls from plates and drinking endless cups of coffee. They're paid badly, and so it's fiercely competitive for tips, and Edward Chisholm quickly learns he needs to learn more than just the art of holding a tray. He goes on to describe the street smarts needed in order to survive the ruthlessness of the restaurant. Look, it's wonderful. He describes how his vocabulary is lacking, so he's got this flair for dialogue where he'll write half a sentence and then just leave gaps with the words he doesn't understand. But mostly it stops being about him and his own struggles and goes on to be about his co-workers and the people that he comes across. And that's what I really liked about this. It's about the invisible workforce. He says, I felt almost duty-bound to write this book. And it's very empathetically written. These aren't the humorous, two-dimensional characters in his own adventure. You know, they're real people, and he gives them affectionate space throughout the book, whether it's the exiled Tamil freedom fighters in the kitchen or the tired rubbish collectors he comes across on Paris's early morning streets. He also talks a bit about deception, how eating out at a restaurant is a deceptive experience. He says that a Parisian restaurant is a twice-daily exercise in crisis management, which I thought was brilliant. It's a really, really lovely book, Catherine. If you've ever carried plates in a restaurant, you will love it. And if you've ever eaten in a restaurant, especially a Parisian one, you need to read this book.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Always great to find a new voice, isn't it? And, yeah, I can see how you got completely hooked.
Having carried plates myself at one point in time, yes.
Perfectly, I imagine. And sorted the chaos.
Absolutely.
And calmed down the sadistic, whomever it was. And
yeah, there's always one.
Yeah, there's always one, often more. Thank you. Cynthia Morahan has reviewed A Waiter in Paris by Edward Chisholm. It's published by Hachette. The price is $38.